With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Senator James Lankford says Operation Epic Fury has been hugely successful.
You think to be able to drop one munitions on a country thousands of miles away, think of how many people that takes in logistics to get there and refueling and equipment and food and everything else that has to be able to happen. All of those things are happening like clockwork to be able to do it. So their performance has been absolutely exceptional through this process.
Senator Lankford, an Oklahoma Republican, made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. There are reports of Russian drones being sent to Iran.
U.S. and European officials say that Russia is sending a shipment of drones to Iran, including upgraded versions of the drone technology that Tehran originally supplied to Moscow after its invasion of Ukraine. The upgraded drones could carry more advanced anti-jamming technology, cameras, or use satellite internet. European officials say the two sides have been holding active discussions throughout March about transferring the drones from Russia to Iran. The Kremlin has denied the reports. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A feared attack outside an American bank in Paris has been thwarted.
French authorities say police have stopped a suspected bombing outside a Bank of America building in Paris. An investigation has been opened and investigators have placed one person in custody so far. RTL Radio reported on Saturday officers had spotted two suspects near the building overnight, with one trying to light a device. RTL adds the second suspect got away. Interior Minister Laurent Nunez praised the rapid police response and that security forces had stayed on high alert amid international tensions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has positioned himself as the grassroots favorite in the runoff election for the Senate nominee. This is SRN News. A new study asks clergymen about technology.
It comes from the Barna Group, and it finds that 95% of America's church leaders believe that digital tools and online platforms open new opportunities for ministries. 79% also think that innovations in high tech will positively shape the future of the church. Many congregations have adopted digital tools, and Barna says, quote, "The next question is, how can the technology they already use help them fulfill their mission more faithfully and effectively?" Michael Harrington reported.
The board that oversees Alabama libraries has decided that all branches have until the end of September to comply with a new rule forbidding books with transgender characters and topics from being kept in the children's and teen sections. Parents in the state are demanding that the public libraries remove all books promoting the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. China is pushing back against President Trump's tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Beijing has launched two investigations into U.S. trade practices just a few weeks before the president's scheduled visit to China. The Commerce Ministry said the new probes are a response to two investigations announced by the Trump administration against multiple countries, including China. Donald Trump will travel to China for a summit with President Xi Jinping in mid-May. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iran is cementing its hold over the Strait of Hormuz, demanding vessels give up detailed information and detour into Iranian waters before being vetted by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. In some cases, vessels have paid for passage. Traffic through the strait has fallen by 90% since the start of the war. More details at srnnews.com.